Brian and Justin. Mornings
on Q101.
You know, it's Brian and Justin here on Q101. We usually hit this, this intro song from Double Features and Eminem. It's Friday. We just played Bush. They're playing Ahoy.
We have a pocket full of free tickets to Ahoy.
A big pocket, a cargo pants pocket.
It's burning a hole in these pockets.
Yeah. Let's give away tickets right now, right?
We've never done this. We've never opened the show with free tickets.
Let's do that. 312-591-8300. If you're a true ride or die, a crew member, or maybe you're a new member of the show, you just started listening for, the last couple of weeks and you like what you hear, you want to be at the biggest party in Chicago to start off 2023. Bush, you just heard them. Silver Sun Pickup, Salt Shed, sold out. 3 weeks away from tomorrow. Yeah, call up and win the tickets.
Oh, yeah. Plus, we'll be there.
Oh, yeah. I forgot Brian and Justin in Q101 and all kinds of surprises.
Now hit that intro.
Okay,
let's go.
Let's do that now. Let's start the show right now. Let's do it right. Okay, here we go. Let's go. It's Friday. Brian and Justin put the FU in Friday. That's right.
I created a monster, cause nobody wants to see Marshall no more. They want Shady, I'm chopped liver. Well, if you want Shady, this is what I'll give you. A little bit of weed mixed with some hard liquor. Some vodka that'll jumpstart my heart quicker than a shock. When I get shocked at the hospital by the doctor, when I'm not cooperating, when I'm rocking the table while he's operating. Hey, you waited this long to stop debating, cause I'm back, I'm on the brag and ovulating. Got a job, Miss Cheney, but your husband's heart problem's complicating. So the FCC won't let me be, or let me be me. So let me see. They try to shut me down on MTV, but it feels so empty without me.
Let's go. That felt good.
Ooh, felt right.
How about this? Why don't we do this? Why don't we give away tickets every hour today?
Shut up.
How about it? You want to do it?
Sure. I feel like Oprah right now. You get tickets. You get tickets. I'm sorry. You don't get tickets.
Yeah, we can't get everybody in. I mean, it holds about 3,500 people. It sold out months ago, but we have a pocket full of tickets, as Justin said, for Bush, Silver Sun Pickups, Ahoy, our concert, Brian and Justin. We saw the venue this week. We are so stoked for you guys to see Chicago's newest music venue that you'll be seeing a lot of shows at, right? The Morton Salt Factory, the old thing you saw off to Kennedy for 100 years.
That's right. And let's be real. These tickets are our plus one tickets. This is so cool. We got to get about 50 to 75 tickets to bring the people that we care about the most, which is you, Pikachus.
Yeah.
It's the crew members. The show sold out faster than anyone could have ever anticipated.
Yeah, fastest in Ahoy history.
It's wild.
And we had Weezer, we had Black Keys before in the past, now Bush, Silver Sun Pickups. This is it. Let's go. Thank you. We appreciate you for doing that. And yeah, these are our guest list tickets, Brian and Justin. So,
yeah, but next time we have a show, don't sleep on it. Don't think that you have the ability to wait to get tickets to the last moment, because we're bigger than that these days. Okay, it has a lot to do with Bush. It has a lot to do with how awesome the Salt Shed is, and it's a brand new venue.
Maybe we're a little bigger than we were 4 years ago, you think?
I think it's all because of our brand new morning motivation that we get on Fridays from Mr. Hydration himself. Let's go. Crank it up. It's time to get Friday right.
Stay hydrated. Check a couple emails. It feels good. Come in. This was all about staying focused, getting your workouts in, drinking your water, taking vitamins. Straight. Stay hydrated.
You gotta stay hydrated.
You gotta stay hydrated.
Check those emails, stay hydrated, do Friday the right way.
You gotta do that. If you're not doing that by 6:10 when it's 1 degree outside, you ain't starting the whole weekend off right. It's Brian and Justin here on Q101. Man, we got so much planned today, so let's hang out and have a good time.
Did it feel like a long week for everybody else?
You know, the week wasn't feeling too bad until like yesterday, and then I was just like, man, it's long, and now I'm just ready.
Right. Should we fill everybody in kind of like what's been happening behind the scenes?
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
All the interviews we've been doing, we've been interviewing for a third host for a couple months now.
Yeah.
And it feels like it's happening every single day after the show. So not only do we have to get the show ready for the next day and, do our normal daily duties here at the radio station, but we've also been working really hard to bring in the best, the perfect new co-host to the team.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's, you guys have something at work and you're trying to change something up and you think about, oh, I got to stay extra hours now. That sucks. Not that it sucks for us, but I mean, because we're trying to deliver, like Justin said, for you. So we're talking to a lot of people. A lot of people have been asking, you know, who's going to join the show this in 2023. There will be, okay? We got some plans. It's just, I need a beer. I need a couple beers.
Yes. I think we've all earned a couple drinks this
week. Yeah! Let's go.
But we're doing it for you. And you know, just stay tuned. We're working our best to bring somebody on as quick as possible, but we want it to be the right person.
Yeah.
This is a marriage. This is a family. Woo. It's not a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
No.
If it was, we would have taken April.
Brian and Justin, mornings.
On Q101.
Time for a fact that makes your brain go with Brian and Justin here on Q101. 39% of Chicagoans say their home is cleaner than the one they grew up in.
Lies.
You think so?
That ain't true.
What do you think about that? You think their home is dirtier than the one they grew up in?
Yeah, our parents were better than us.
They were.
That's just how it is. Now, some of us are clean. I am not the cleanest person. I would call myself tidy. But my mom was an alcoholic, and so she'd get wasted and then, like, destroy the house. She was like a tornado. Do you remember the Tasmanian Devil?
Of course.
That's what we called my mom, Beth. Tasmanian Beth. She would wreck the house, but then fall asleep at 6:30.
Yeah.
And then wake up at 4 in the morning and clean the house spotless.
Really?
Yeah. Very clean woman.
I used to clean my house drunk. I like getting drunk and cleaning. You know what I mean? Like, for me personally.
I'm not that guy. Now, I'll get stoned and clean.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You give me a nice sativa, you're going to find the vacuum cleaner in my hand.
So you can't do indica because that's in the couch.
I'm going to chill and watch Netflix. You give me a good sativa, dude, I'm on the roof blowing out the gutters.
I learned this about marijuana, the different kinds of flavors and what it causes.
Flavors. It's not a Sprite, dude. This isn't the new Mountain Dew. Would you say that your house is cleaner than the house you grew up in?
No, but I do a pretty good job.
Yeah.
But my mom, same thing. My mom was impeccable as far as every corner. The stupid, like, the floorboards.
Yeah.
Why we gotta go around that?
Right.
She did.
Your dad wouldn't have dirty floorboards.
No.
What about doing working all day?
No.
Slaving.
Not in our house. Need that Miller High Life. I need clean floorboards.
That's right, damn it.
What about you guys? I mean, is there something going on in your house right now that's like turned into an experiment? Boy, I pulled something out of the fridge yesterday. Not good.
Was it 96 years old?
It was yogurt. It wasn't 96 years old. Just remember that? No, it was yogurt. It was yogurt. I didn't kill the yogurt and put it in there.
Now, does yogurt really go bad?
Well,
I feel like if bad yogurt just turns into Activia.
If it's, if it turns black, is it bad?
Ew, it was black?
Yeah, it was black.
Oh, gross.
And then I thought it was like, you know, like grape or whatever, and you stir it up and then it's good.
Grape yogurt?
Yeah, I wasn't going to eat it. It was for Megan. I don't eat yogurt. Yogurt's a bad proposition.
Did you airplane it into her mouth? It's not my yogurt. It's Megan's yogurt.
It flew itself. There was things flying out of it.
Now, you haven't lived in that place long enough to have moldy yogurt, so that means you transported that yogurt from your old place to your new place a few months ago.
Very inquisitive, Justin. I did take a cooler and save things. Like, there was some meat, some chicken that, you know, it was a short drive, you know, 48 minutes in traffic to get over there and get the stuff over there. But yeah, stuff got transferred. Barbecue sauce, some ketchup, some chicken, some yogurt. And I found out it shouldn't have been transferred. You just got to take the hit on that one.
Yeah, I always get nervous when I go to people's houses and it's super clean. I don't trust them. Do you guys even live here? Like, one of my roommates, I have my girlfriend. I call her a roommate. My girlfriend's decently messy, but her sister is super clean, where if I take my headphones out of my ears and put it on the table while I'm getting a glass of water, she freaks out.
Well, that's weird.
How do you live happiness? It's a living room, like Case the Producer says. You're supposed to live in the living room.
It's supposed to be livable. Yeah. I don't like it when you go to their bathroom, somebody's bathroom, and it's like Pottery Barn. Like, it's all the stuff that's exactly perfect. Because some things in the house can be look good. That's fine. But you go in the bathroom, I want to see that the bathroom is being used properly.
That's where I differ. I'm completely different. Clean house, clean bathroom, please. That would be awesome. Because I love to go through people's stuff in their bathroom.
I do, too. I also know I'm going to ruin the bathroom a little bit. I'd rather it already have some kind of scarring before I get in there.
Every bathroom has been ruined.
But some people, you go in, literally, they have 19 kinds of soaps. All the jars are out there. The towels are dry. They're folded properly.
The towels are dry.
You tell me you didn't wash your hands and wet up that towel? How'd that happen? Come on now.
Yeah, speaking of towels, there's been something I've been meaning to ask you.
Yeah.
How many times do you use the same towel?
I
think I'm doing it wrong.
Do it for a week.
One full week, 7 days or 5 days? What are we talking
about?
Seven.
Through the weekend, I start fresh again on Monday.
Ooh, okay. All right.
Is that good or bad?
I'm every 14 days, and I feel 14? Like I'm doing it wrong. Well, don't judge me, sir.
I just said seven like it's a big difference. I think you're supposed to do it every day.
No, you're not. You're not supposed to use a new towel every day.
I think you are.
That's so wasteful.
I know, but that's what you're supposed to do.
Growing up in a house with poop towels and a poop knife, Using towels is almost like new to me. I grew up using the t-shirt that I wore to bed the night before as a towel.
Oh, that's too bad.
You can't risk the towel in the house I grew up in.
Yeah. A nice good terry cloth towel that's dry is a real treasure. You know, Walmart's got a whole bunch of them for a nice price.
In a moment, we didn't plan on this, but we just got a text message from Karen.
Uh-oh.
Probably the youngest and hottest Karen in existence. She says, I just broke up with my boyfriend of 3 years last night, and Friday, well, it can't be fun. Any words of wisdom for a 24-year-old going through it right now? I'd appreciate it.
Well, let's stop with the towel talk, and we'll get into this at 312-591-8300. Can we get her on the phone, Karen? You want to call up? Get her on there?
Yeah, I want to hear you cry.
Well, she needs words of wisdom, and I don't want to text it back. This is a show. We're a family. So call up Karen, 312-591-8300.
I don't know. I think I'm better on text.
Brian and Justin, mornings.
On Q101.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Brian and Justin, mornings.
On Q101.
Brian and Justin on Q101, and we try to bring love together, especially before the weekend. We just called Karen off the air, a girl that checked in with us and said, I just broke up with my boyfriend of 3 years last night. Friday, any fun words of wisdom? A 24-year-old appreciated. She's checking in from 219. So, I mean, the first answer always is get a rebound. Go for it. Just go with someone. Especially you ladies out there, you have people on deck. We know that. Every woman listening has somebody on deck that would absolutely love to be with you.
Right, and Brian's not saying, the king of heartbreak over here, he's not saying that you belong to the streets and that you've been shady, just in that you have options. As a woman, naturally, you have a lot more options than some men. You don't even have to lower your standards. You could actually raise your standards and still get lucky if that's what you're looking to do. My advice for you, Karen, 24 years old, is you're 24. It seems like the end of the world. You're heartbroken. It's so sad, and I'm so sorry. I don't think there's any worse pain in the world than losing somebody from death or a heartbreak. But you're 24. This is not the end of the world. This is the beginning of your life. Mm. If I could take your heartbreak away from you and also be 24 again, I would so do it. It's so worth it. So it's not the end of the world. Trust me, you're going to be okay. Get the hell out of the house. Get out of your head.
Or just get a bunch of ice cream, because ice cream is great. And you sit at home for a while and just treat yourself. Maybe play video games. And don't worry about going to hook up and get a rebound right away. Just chill out and use this time to, I don't know, I'd like to read a book right now. I have several books I haven't read. Go that route, maybe.
Yeah, I stay away from books and sad music. Just stay right here, Q101, baby. We want to hook you up with sold-out Bush tickets to our yearly party, Ahoy. Maybe that'll cheer you up. Maybe you'll meet Mr. Right.
Yeah, Bush, Silver Sun pickups. We're going to give away tickets every hour today, so some more coming up here in just a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, you're going into the weekend, too. You probably had some – you want to do something, and that's the first time you have time to chill. It does. It sucks. Heartbreak sucks.
Right, and just remember, Karen, everybody's going through something. I know you feel super alone right now, but you did this. You didn't have to break up with him.
We don't know what he did.
Imagine how he's feeling.
Yeah, right.
Crybaby.
How dare you, Karen?
Yeah. Just kidding. We love you.
Yeah, we love you. Yeah.
Brian and Justin, mornings.
On Q101.
7 a.m., more tickets to Ahoy, Bush, Silver Sun pickups, and Brian and Justin on Q101. Yeah, I think it's Friday. My tongue's getting a little weird. I don't know why.
Let me see it. No, you didn't have to do...
Silver Sun pickups is how you say it properly.
You're sus. Well, this is why Gil doesn't want to come in this studio and demands that he has his own studio.
We have 9 mics in our studio. If you watch the cameras on YouTube and, of course, Q101.com, our Q101 YouTube page, you should subscribe to that. That you can see we have 9 mics, but Gil chooses another studio.
I can tell you're not subscribed because you don't even know how to say it.
Subscribe.
It's not the word. You don't even know the process of...
Smash that subscribe button.
There you go, Logan Paul.
All right, Gil, go ahead and do your thing.
This is not headline news. Beyonce released her Renaissance World Tour dates. What could possibly go wrong with on sale? Said everyone who works at Ticketmaster.
Oh, jeez.
Yesterday was Groundhog Day. Not a good day for Punxsutawney Phil, who not only saw his shadow, but afterwards the FBI found classified documents in his bureau. The average age of a Fox News viewer is 68 years old, or as CBS calls them, whippersnappers. Today is National Women Physicians Day.
Wow. Girl doctors, no thanks, not for me.
Replied a time-traveling white man from a 40s movie. And today is Working Naked Day, or as the Kardashians know it, Friday.
Nice.
This is not headline news.
Brian and Justin, mornings.
On Q101.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next question, Richie, is that, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Brian and Justin, mornings.
On Q101.
You like Bush, Silver Sun Pickups, Brian and Justin? Well, coming up here in 9 minutes at 7 a.m., it's your next opportunity to get into the sold-out show at the Salt Shed.
I have a perverted mind. The way you said that, I was like, yeah, a little bit.
You're like Bush, Silver Sun Pickups, and Brian
yeah,
and Justin.
A little bit. I think the older I get, the more I appreciate it.
So 7 a.m., that's coming up. Every hour today we're doing this to get you on the Brian and Justin guest list for the sold-out show at the Salt Shed 3 weeks from tomorrow. And the shortest commercial break, about 120 seconds, will get you there. We'll also have sports coming up. The Bulls got a lead last night. What do you think happened?
They blew it.
We'll talk about that in a sec. But first,
those are my boys.
It is Black History Month, and a lot of children across America and Chicago are learning exactly what that means. Unfortunately, some kids are not getting the information correct.
Learn about in school.
Martin Luther King Jr.
Martin Luther King Jr. What'd he do?
He died for our sins.
No, that was...
That was Jesus. He was a great man, but that was Jesus.
Well, he also kind of died for our sins.
Yeah, he did.
Well done, little girl.
The Q101 Morning Crew. Sports!
All right, so your Chicago Bulls
suck.
Got a lead last night.
I'm sorry, I jumped the gun. My bad.
Now, what do you think?
Let's redo this.
What do you... Okay. Your Chicago Bulls got a lead last night.
Yeah!
Now, what happens when they lead by 20 points?
They blow it.
They do. They didn't last night.
No way. You're kidding?
They won. They were playing the hapless Hornets.
Oh, nice. Mess around and find out.
114-98. Here's an interesting stat I'll throw out for the game here. Andre Drummond.
Now, this is going to be interesting.
This is going to be interesting. Trust me. If it's not interesting, you can take another pair of Ahoy tickets. We'll give away 2 pair in just a couple minutes.
All right, let's go.
Of my tickets from my guest list. Okay, here we go. Andre Drummond had 15 points and 11 rebounds in 15 minutes in the game. That's the first player to do that in 15 minutes or less since Daryl Dawkins in 1978.
It's boring. You're boring, everybody.
I guess the only way to be fair is let the audience, the crew members, decide whether that was interesting enough.
They're not. They're going to say it wasn't interesting, and then they're going to want my extra pair of tickets.
312-591-8300. Text us. We want to hear your results.
Damn it. Rumors are the Bulls are not going to make any big moves before the trade deadline next week. Me and you were talking about... How about trading Vooch, Caruso? These are guys that are high assets right now. You trade high, and then you get something back for them. You don't wait till it's the end of the season. I believe, is it Vooch that becomes an unrestricted free agent at the end of the year?
Yeah.
So you get nothing for him. He's going to walk. He's going to walk unless he gets a big contract. They're not going to give him big max contracts. So you trade now. That's why you do it February.
How old is Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan is almost 60.
He
might be 60. I can't remember.
Okay, I would rather have the 1997 lineup the way they are today than the one that we have right now. Give me the old men. I swear they're going to do the exact same record as the current team.
I don't necessarily think so, but I would definitely go to watch. It'd be incredible.
Imagine Steve Kerr.
Will Perdue.
Pippen.
Yeah, it'd be great. Michael Jordan is 59. In just a couple weeks, he turns 60.
All right, on. Happy birthday, MJ.
The NHL All-Star Game is this weekend, Saturday at 2. Seth Jones representing the Blackhawks. Sunday at 2, the NFL Pro Bowl with the Manning brothers being coaches on a flag football game. They're playing flag football now. It's a bad weekend for sports because, except for the Bulls playing the Trailblazers tomorrow at the Madhouse to watch that, there's these Pro Bowl All-Star games are just horrible. They're just a painful.
I mean, I'm still going to find stuff to bet on. Last night, I bet on cricket.
How'd you do?
I lost $37.
Did you know what you were doing?
It's been a rough day. No.
Did you pick a guy or a team?
Well, I don't even know. I'm in deep, deep trouble with DraftKings right now.
Oh, that's terrible. But DraftKings has a lot of deals coming up next week, so you'll get your bets replenished by next week.
Yeah, so if you see me donating plasma, you know why.
This is from Case the producer. This was posted earlier in the middle of the night, actually. Randy the Macho Man's brother has died. Lanny Poffo, the genius. And
was he also a wrestler?
He was in the business. Yes, he was.
He was in the business. So you have no idea what you're talking about right now.
Randy the Macho Man Savage is my favorite wrestler of all time.
Okay, give me a good impression of him.
Ooh, yeah. Let me tell you something, brother. Oh, that was a little bit of a Hulk. I'm sorry. I said brother. You shouldn't say brother with that.
Yeah,
I'm
that
sorry.
Was not a good impression.
My bad. But ooh, yeah. Snap into a Slim Jim.
Ooh, yes, the Macho Man.
Yeah, Case.
That's Case the producer. Now, tell people how you really sound.
I didn't know I was capable of doing that. I got to shock myself. Oh, my goodness.
How important was he in the world of wrestling, Randy and Macho Man's brother?
Lanny Poffo wasn't necessarily important. He was a jobber in the WWF in the 80s, but had longevity, was around for a long time, was somebody that was respected, and more importantly, the reason that this is relevant, Downers Grove's own, grew up here, was a local boy, so... May he rest in peace.
May he rest in peace. ODG. The old Donner's Grove. That's where he was from. Thank you, Case, the producer.
My pleasure.
Give me your Macho Man on the way out.
Oh, yeah.
It's terrible. Case.
That was awesome.
Brian and Justin. Mornings.
On Q101.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.